Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Monday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Google announces plans to build a large data center in Pine Island, Minnesota. Local religious leaders are taking a legal stand against restricted clergy access to ICE detainees. And U.S. Senator Tina Smith says she will not attend President Trump's State of the Union speech. But first, light snow and freezing rain are causing some treacherous travel in parts of the Twin Cities and surrounding areas. National Weather Service meteorologist Brent Hewitt says a winter weather advisory has been issued for the early afternoon.
Please give yourself some extra time and space. Maybe if you don't need to be out right this minute, push back your errands or appointments a couple hours if possible. We do see our temperatures warming up behind this warm front, so the impact here should just be, like I said, a couple hours through early afternoon.
He says the roads may look okay, but there's a glaze on the roads and other surfaces that's caused a number of accidents today. Minneapolis police believe the same man responsible for a double homicide was soon thereafter involved in an officer-involved shooting.
The lone suspect was shot and killed by police in Brooklyn Center not long after a 23-year-old man and a 14-year-old boy were slain in the Camden neighborhood of North Minneapolis. Police say the victims were the cousins of the suspect, and the shooting happened at a home where his grandmother and other children lived. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
The family is very distraught. Grandmother with children in the home, that's obviously supposed to be a very safe place. So I can't imagine what grandma and this family is going through right now.
The suspect had bailed out of jail earlier yesterday, and he was arrested on February 15th for fleeing police and possessing a modified handgun. O'Hara says the man had a criminal history. There is no known motive for the homicides, and the BCA is looking into the officer-involved shooting. Al Schock, Newstalk A30, WCCO.
Governor Walz today introduced a comprehensive gun safety package, something he's been pushing off since last summer's Annunciation Church shooting that killed 2 children and injured 30 more. The governor called this a nonpartisan issue and he's reaching out to Republicans to help protect lives.
The power is coming from the people asking for change. The power is coming from the Annunciation families. The power is coming from law enforcement, who knows where we need to make changes. All of those things together, the responsibility to make those changes falls on this legislature.
Among the highlights of the governor's proposal are an assault rifle ban, safe storage of weapons, and reporting when a firearm is stolen. Wall says these are common sense issues that do not affect the Second Amendment. Minnesota's outgoing junior U.S. Senator Tina Smith says she will not attend President Trump's State of the Union speech. Reaction from Congresswoman Angie Craig.
I would rather stick forks in my eyes than actually be at the State of the Union here tonight myself. So I'm not going to judge another member of Congress.
The Democrat says she will be at the Capitol.
I'm going because I think Donald Trump needs to face the people that he has harmed in this country, and Angel Ortiz will be my guest tonight at the State of the Union.
Craig invited Angel Ortiz, whose mother was detained by ICE agents while in court seeking legal residency. The woman has been in the U.S. for 27 years, and Craig says she was forced to self-deport. The man in charge of getting to the bottom of Minnesota's fraud problem, not mincing words.
I can't imagine that people in leadership over the last 50 years were not aware of this.
Director of Program Integrity in Minnesota, Tim O'Malley, says fraud has been rampant in state government programs since at least the 1970s. Yesterday, he outlined a 56-page roadmap for ending it.
This is achievable. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind that this can be fixed.
O'Malley says it will require a cultural shift in agencies, action by the legislature, and the appointment of a high-level independent watchdog. Local religious leaders are taking a legal stand against what they call restricted clergy access at the Whipple Federal Building. The firm Groundwork Legal will represent dozens of local clergy members in a new suit against the federal government, arguing that ICE officials are violating the First Amendment and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act by barring faith leaders from providing spiritual support to detainees. Firm CEO Irina Vaynerman.
On one occasion, they were provided no justification for being turned away. Other times, there were vague safety and security concerns raised, but that's insufficient under the federal law.
She says right now her team is seeking a preliminary injunction to secure immediate access for clergy while the court awaits the government's response. A former Immigration and Customs Enforcement instructor responsible for educating new ICE officers testifying yesterday during a hearing organized by congressional Democrats that new officers are on the streets without the training they need.
What was taken out of the training were classes on use of force, specifically classes taught by the legal department, as well as classes taught by other units. What was taken out was almost 16 hours of firearms training, classes to teach them how to use their weapons correctly and safely. What was taken out were classes on how the Constitution works.
Ryan Schwank is an attorney and career ICE employee who resigned less than 2 weeks ago. He said a class on the rights of protesters was also cut from their training. His testimony comes after questions were raised during the surge here in Minneapolis that claimed the lives of Alex Preddy and Renee Good. Google has announced plans to build a large data center in Pine Island, Minnesota. According to a press release, the company says they'll partner with Xcel Energy to build out new clean energy projects and pay all costs associated with the electric service they use. Many communities around the country have pushed back on the large data centers used to power the internet for their noise, along with the amounts of energy and water they use. But the president of Xcel Energy Minnesota North and South Dakota, Bira Shea, calls the agreement a model for partnerships that fulfill and protect its goals for a carbon-free future. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission will have to sign off on the deal. Xcel says they'll file the plans in the next few weeks. Finally, Carol Evans' Belinda Jensen is retiring and auctioning off her legendary Coke collection. Jensen tells WCCO's Chad Hartman she's officially stepping away from her daily anchor seat on May 2nd. And to celebrate her 33 years with CARE, fans can bid on nearly 70 items from her wardrobe, including 37 of her signature backyard coats, throughout March to raise funds for the ICA food shelf.
So obviously my uniform is these coats, and I work outside in the CARE 11 backyard, so I've worn it forever. And people, you know, hey, where'd you get that coat? You know, that whole thing. I think Minnesota really likes their outerwear because we have to wear it, right? So
she says moving forward, she plans to focus on lake life and leaving behind a legacy that's as warm as her favorite winter gear. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.